This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
No wonder it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. Cities can be anywhere from 2 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than nearby countryside, due to what's known as the urban heat island effect. But when heat waves roll through, they interact synergistically with the urban heat island, boosting temperatures even higher than you might expect. Researchers used the June 2008 heat wave in Baltimore as a case study. They compared temperatures downtown to those near the Baltimore-Washington International Airport, a residential half-forested area. Using modeling software, they found that temperatures downtown weren't simply a sum of the urban heat island and the heat wave. They were 3.5 degrees hotter than that. The results appear in the Journal of Applied Meteorology and Climatology. Urban areas are carpeted in asphalt and concrete, which don't hold water like soil and vegetation do. So while the countryside sweats during a heat wave, cooling itself through evaporation, the city just bakes. But researchers say there's a simple solution to beat the heat: install green roofs and plant some trees, which would help the concrete jungle live up to the second half of its name.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.